right, John, this is one that I'm going to put out there for Mike Hurley and Casey Liss, which is, what counts as programming?
Programming is programming. Yeah, I think you'll need to give me some examples that are might potentially be controversial.
Yes. Okay. So programming. Writing an app in Xcode is an example of programming. Writing a script on a server in Perl or Python or a shell. Then there's like a shell script. There is an Apple script. There is building, like, I'll just throw, there are a bunch of options here that I think are close to the kind of gray area. Am I programming when I build a blog template that includes both web design and a bunch of, like, or PHP would be an example too, of like if-then statements that are about how a page resolves based on a bunch of data in a database? Like, is that programming? I've heard people refer to CSS and web development as programming. Is putting JavaScript in a web page programming? Like, where do you draw the line? Are you a prescriptive programmer who says up to this point you're programming and beyond that you are not? You are a scripter, or you are an amateur, or you are just a web designer? Is there a place that you can draw that line?
The line must be drawn here.
Reference acknowledged.
Yes.
You broke your little ships.
There is a line for sure. PHP is programming, but I think the clearest case that gets confused is if you're writing HTML. So you're just writing HTML, no JavaScript, no nothing else, just HTML. That is not programming.
I agree.
Because you are not like writing code that will execute. Similarly, CSS, yes, even with the calc directive and other modern innovations, is not programming.
I agree.
CSS is it's a file format, but you're supplying data, right? It's the difference between data and code, and configuration data, and again, even though there are expressions in CSS, and the expressions are evaluated, it is still essentially data. I'm pretty sure CSS is not Turing complete. Which basically is, if you're going to be programming, you have to be using something that's Turing complete, and not accidentally Turing complete, because like C++ templates are also Turing complete accidentally, and all sorts of things. Send mail is Turing complete accidentally, but no one uses them for that purpose. All you need to be Turing complete is like conditionals and loops, right? Anything that has conditionals and loops and other programming language constructs in the main part of the language and not accidentally as a side effect that you can exploit, is programming. So JavaScript, 100% programming, which means that if you make a web page with some JavaScript in it, when you're writing the JavaScript, you're programming. When you're writing the web page, you're just making HTML, right? So that's the line. And it's pretty, like, if you can step through it in a debugger, it's programming. If you can't step through it in a debugger, not programming.
Oh, so I have a script debugger, so that means all my stupid Apple script scripts are programming.
Yeah, Apple script is definitely programming.
All right. What about if I built an automator action that's got a shell script in it that is acting on a bunch of files in a certain way? Is that programming?
Yep. Shell scripting is programming, yep.
Okay, even though it's just... Because I feel like there's definitely this feeling that, like, scripting and programming, that sometimes people try to really draw a dividing line there and say, well, you're not really building anything new. You're just amalgamating a bunch of things that already exist, and therefore you're not really programming, you're just scripting.
Yeah, that's more like the bias against scripting languages, because they weren't quote-unquote real languages. The closest you can get to that is in shell scripting. When you say you're writing a shell script, you're running commands through the shell, and the tricky part there is, if the only thing you ever write in the shell script is a series of commands to execute, right?
Yeah,
you could say, well, that's not a program, because all of those are external commands.
It's a macro.
I just made like a batch file,
yeah,
right? I just said, CP this, RM that, MV that, right? But the thing is, in that file, yes, you can write that, but you can also write case statements and conditionals and stuff in the shell, the shell programming language. So when someone says broadly shell scripting, is that programming? I'm saying yes, because in shell, there are all these language constructs. There are loops. There are conditionals. There is all the stuff that you need right there in the language. But if you never use those things, it's kind of like making HTML with JavaScript. If you write an HTML page and never include any JavaScript, it's not programming. But when you write JavaScript, you are. Shell scripting is more difficult because you could in theory, write a shell script that is essentially a series of commands that you could otherwise paste at your command prompt. The tricky part is you can also paste the programming parts there as well. So that I think is where the line is drawn, and that I think is the fuzziest one.
So if our friends like Federico Vittici or Fraser Spears are building a complex workflow in the workflow app on iOS, and it's got variables and it's got conditionals and its various things are firing off based on various states, and it's quite complex, but it's just little blocks in workflow, would you consider that programming?
So that's tricky, because my definition involves, like, I guess I was thinking more of coding, or like writing the code, whereas if you're just taking the blocks and connecting them together, you are programming. Like, you are, you know, conditionals and loops and variables, and
it's sort of like a whole layer of abstract, right? Because what you're doing is you're constructing, because this is one of the things that when I think about programmers, and I know a bunch, this is one of the things I think about their job, that people don't, common views of programmers don't think about this, which is they think, do-do-do-do-do, I'm typing code. Like you're writing a novel, do-do-do-do-do, I'm just typing things. But I think a huge part of the job of being a programmer is this abstract layer, which is, what is the problem I'm trying to solve? What are the series of steps that have to happen for that thing to be solved? And when you build a workflow, I feel like you're doing that part of it. What you're not doing is writing the individual, like, lower down bits that tell the steps to do their thing. You're just assembling. So on the abstract level, I feel like it feels like programming, that I've got to have a conditional here, and I've got to loop through this data, and I've got to do all of that. But then they're not actually writing code to do that. They're just using blocks.
Yeah, it's visual programming. You know, it doesn't make you write the code. You're just connecting together blocks that do other things. And you can connect together blocks to other things by typing as well, but, like, it's still programming in that you're having to think through the process to do something, and you do workflow, I assume, is Turing complete. I haven't played enough with it, but they have variables and loops and conditionals and all other good stuff. It's just that they're not requesting that you type things, that they have. It's like, say you were programming, but you had text expander snippets for all the common constructs, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, and you triggered the text expander shortcuts using a floating palette and a mouse. Right, there are plenty of programming environments like that, like Hopscotch or these other Scratch, or I don't know if Scratch
is
like that.
Yeah, my kids have used Scratch, and I was going to mention it, that it's kind of like programming, a programming language that is built up of little programming block units, and you're building your program with them, but you don't actually, like, I mean, at a base level, if you've got a block for a command or you type the command, is it really any different?
Yeah, they're just taking out the reason those things are like that for kids is they want to teach them programming essentially without them getting hung up on syntax.
Right.
Right. So that, you know, assigning a value to a variable, they don't want them to have to remember, is it like, you know, how do I declare the variable? Is it equal? Is it colon equal? Is it the single equal? The double equal? Like, right. They just have a block that says this will assign this value to this variable, you know, and same thing for loop. I don't remember the syntax and the curly braces. I don't know how to do indenting. Just have a loop and then have a little, you know, GUI that lets you say how many times you want me to loop. And, you know,
right.
That's. It's visual programming. It's distinct from coding, but it's still programming. Like, what you're doing is the same. They're just taking one of the more tedious steps away from you in exchange for a little less flexibility, but again, still totally Turing complete.
All right. I feel like that was good. I think there are going to be people who are going to complain that scripting isn't programming, and they can do that, but, you know.
Nobody will complain that.
All right.
It's madness
okay.
to think that.
Good. I'm glad we wrapped that up.
Robot or not.